Under the pier, I'll meet you here on Saturday lunchtimes in technicolors and rainbows. There were four of us that day, walking along Bottle Alley. I'd touch shards of saffron-coloured glass pressed into the bleached concrete, and I'd wonder what comes in yellow bottles. Kerry balanced along the ledge like a gymnast on a beam, her wild gold hair trapped in the corners of her mouth. Claire wore thick mascara in turquoise and royal blue. Her eyelashes were insects, blue bottles and beetles' legs. Becky was tall and gangly. We talked about suicide. And we believed 1987 was going to be just like 1967. As we swigged from the Thunderbird's red, 50 pence more expensive than the blue, but we were all sick of scrumpy, hey? The four of us sheltered there from the rain and the boys and our parents. It was our secret place, that nook and ledge. With our backs against the sea wall, our voices drowned out by the crashing of waves, a wash of froth and brine, an echo of footsteps across the soft rotting wood of the boardwalk above us. There were gaps between the planks, prisms of watery light, brown broken pipes emptied in slurps of sewage, lightning flashed between the rusty barnacled legs of the dear old lady pier, and the magic mushrooms made the sea all blood and ink. We shared 10 B&H, bubblegum lip gloss smeared and slipped off the tip and the lip of the bottle, and we sang Purple Rain, memorised the words like a prayer, and never meant to cause you any. We swore to be best friends forever, that our children would play together, one for all and all for one, forever and ever. And as the storm died, the rain stopped, and God was a solitary shaft of sunlight hitting the sea with a silver path to the horizon. Under the pier, I'll meet you here.